Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a holiday weekend, but we're here when a lot of shows this weekend are canned. People are out and about, but I'm here. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing vital health information with you. And we've got lots of interesting stories to share with you. We also have some phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. A bunch of people took advantage of that by recording questions. We'll tackle some of those questions later in the program. And we also have open lines today, so you can call us. You've got a medical dilemma. You have a question about nutrition. We're here. We're live, and we're available for your phone calls. Also, we're going to talk a lot about some of the events of the week. So we've got a loaded program for you as you relax on a Labor Day weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go on this theme. 25 years ago, when I was working for radio station WOR in New York City, the advertising department would come to me with pitches that were for sponsors. And one of the pitches was for a service that would be allowing people to get a whole body CT scan for early detection of disease. And they said, this is going to be a great sponsor. They got a lot of sponsor bucks. And in addition, they're going to offer you a free whole body CT scan so that you can look inside every cell of your body to determine if you have an incipient blood vessel problem, potentially a cancer, catch it early, and therefore prevent yourself a lot of hardship down the line. And I said no to that sponsor, because I was well aware that if you scan the average body of the average healthy person, you're going to find some stuff. You're going to find some suspicious stuff. And in medicine, we call these things incidentalomas. The key word here is incidental. These are incidental findings. Another word for them is what I call schmutz, which means little areas that are calcified or unclear or showing some sort of anomaly that isn't necessarily a surefire sign of a serious problem, but that demands further evaluation. Many of you have experienced this. Maybe you've had, you've had an x-ray for potential fracture, and then they find something in your lung, and they say, well, it's not necessarily cancer, but it was a little suspicious, so we're going to have to repeat the test. We're going to do, like, instead of an X-ray this time, we'll do a CT scan with even more radiation, and then we're going to have to monitor every 6 months to see if it changes, and so on down the line. Recently had a situation where someone had a test that revealed she thought she had a hip problem. So they did an MRI of her hip, and then it turned out that something was maybe going on in her uterus, and then a bunch of unnecessary tests were performed. So this leads us to a story in People magazine, which is a very, very interesting. My cell phone is talking to me. I'm
still
not sure
working.
Why. That's interesting. Let's see if I can turn that off. this leads me to a story in People magazine in which Kim Kardashian is encouraging her fans to screen for cancer after herself getting a $2,500 full body scan herself. Now, Kim Kardashian is notable for not having any particular attributes other than being an influencer and a reality show star. She, to my knowledge, doesn't dance. She doesn't act, except in reality shows. But she's an influencer. And she has 363 million Instagram followers. And you can make a lot of money being an influencer, even if you have a few thousand followers. She is encouraging her 363 million Instagram followers to screen for cancer after getting a full body scan. So she's talking about her experience with a pre-nuvo machine that she described as, quote, life changing. She writes on Instagram beneath a picture of her wearing black scrubs. She always has tailored outfits, and in this case, this is medically appropriate. She's wearing scrubs. The pre-nuvo full body scan has the ability to detect cancer and diseases such as aneurysms in its earliest stages before symptoms arise. It was like getting an MRI for an hour with no radiation. It has really saved some of my friends' lives, and I just wanted to share hashtag not an ad. Well, technically, it's not an ad, but she's an influencer, and she gets paid for these appearances. And a bunch of stars have gotten into this. People push back on this. One person wrote, Kim, this is for wealthy people. People can't afford food right now. Another said, the fact majority of society can't even afford insurance for a simple wellness checkup. But that'd be one thing. You know, the cost of these things, not covered by insurance, is one thing. But the usefulness of these things is also a concern. Because what they're saying here is that the healthcare community has been debating elective full-body MRI screenings for years. The concern has been whether these scans will actually enhance care and the quality of it, or whether they'll just inflate prices. Moreover, they can reveal a lot of stuff that leads to unnecessary testing, unnecessary expense, unnecessary hardship, and even harm to patients. Because, by the way, CT scans, not MRIs, but CT scans deliver a lot of radiation. And the more you have, the more you increase potentially the risk for cancers down the line that are caused by radiation. The American College of Radiology has said in its official position on these things that there is not, and I'm quoting, not sufficient evidence to justify recommending total body screenings for patients with no clinical symptoms, risk factors, or a family history suggesting underlying disease or serious injury. In other words, yeah, okay, maybe you're a smoker, okay? Yeah, maybe then it is merited because you have a higher risk of cancer, but maybe you just want to get a targeted MRI to your lungs to see if indeed you have early cancer, which these days, if treated early, may increase your chances of survival, not necessarily, because lung cancer is very hard to treat. So the problem here is that, according to the American Academy of Family Physicians, who also has a position paper on this, whole body scanning has a risk of false positive findings that can result in unnecessary testing procedures with additional risks, including considerable exposure to radiation with CT scans and sometimes PET scans. PET scans even add to the amount of radiation that you get. There is indeed an increase in the possibility of developing cancer later in life from these radiation exposures and accruing, of course, additional medical costs as a result. So the influencers like Kim Kardashian, often for personal gain, exposure, and fortune, push unproven medical treatments and interventions. And, you know, really, they have a responsibility because they make a lot of money, they have a lot of followers. They're telling people to make what could be life, not necessarily life-saving, but life-changing decisions that are not medically substantiated. So there you have it, my view on screening with whole body scans, not yet ready for prime time. Maybe in a future date, improved technology will help light up things that are certain to be cancer, that are certain to make a difference. But unfortunately, the technology doesn't deliver on what seems like a pretty reasonable premise. Early detection can save lives. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Don't ever let anyone tell you that having a national debt isn't a problem. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What portion of your dollar that you sent to Uncle Sam is just paying down our national debt? 40%. 40 cents of every dollar is just interest on our spending. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number, and let's talk to John in Connecticut. Hi, John.
Happy Labor Day to you and your family and your workers there that are helping
you
put on the show.
Yeah.
Nice day. String of nice days. Let me just say first, I called about just one thing. It was about the insulin, Lantus, and I take 23 units a day. I'm 63 years old, and I was trying to see if I could wean myself down off of that with, berberine. Now, how little do I have to take in order to do that?
Well, here's the thing. I think you're a frequent caller, John. Because I'm familiar with your situation, because you say, I'm on insulin. And every time I talk to you, I say, well, why are you on insulin? What's going on that makes you require insulin?
And I'll tell you, I went to see you years ago, and you said you probably never get off the insulin. So I'm just, doctor, 14, so 35 units, and I was like, no, I'm eating too much because of that.
Yeah, exactly. Because hold on. Because insulin puts you on a merry-go-round of eating more to make sure that your blood sugar doesn't go super low. Because people who have low blood sugar from excess insulin, sometimes they get logy, they fall down, they hurt themselves, they pass out. They can pass out on the subway platform, and then people walk around them thinking that they're a junkie who's overdosed. And it can be really problematic. So, therefore, you got to keep eating to maintain an adequate blood sugar in the face of high insulin dosing. So the less insulin you're on, the better off you are. The insulin also puts fat in your body. That's a cardiovascular risk factor in itself. So I guess I saw you, so I personally saw you, so I weighed in with the possibility that you may really require insulin long term. What's your height and weight?
What's your 180. I think I can lose weight too, like my brother. He's down lower than me, but he's 71. But I want to tell you what I did. I took recently, I had high blood pressure and it came down to normal, completely normal, like a 20-year-old, because I took fish oil and B-complex vitamins. And that B-complex vitamins are helping me lose weight. I feel more energetic. It does so many things. I can't believe it. If a diabetic is out there not taking B-complex, they should be on a real good high-dose B-complex.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. So, okay, so your question is about the berberine. And berberine has effects similar to metformin. It helps to sensitize the cells to insulin. It makes you more insulin, instead of insulin resistant, more insulin sensitive. And it can, I mean, look, I don't know your predicament. You know, you'd have to come back and see me because I'm not really sure what's going on here, why you really do require insulin. Some people do. You know, late onset diabetics sometimes lapse from being able to control their blood sugar with oral medications like Jardiance and like metformin. And now there's evidence, obviously, that these weight loss drugs, Ozempic, Mounjaro, things like that, that they can help diabetics lose the weight that's necessary to reduce their dependency on insulin. So I don't know what kind of medical management you're getting. But in 2023, there are a lot of options for people who seem to require insulin, but insulin may be ultimately to their detriment because it helps to prevent them from losing weight. Insulin itself takes a toll on the body when there's excess amounts of insulin. We know that from type 2 diabetics who are not taking insulin, but they have high level blood levels of insulin, and that has deleterious effects on blood pressure and ultimately increases cardiovascular risk while controlling blood sugar. You get the blood sugar down, but you know there may be a trade-off. So someone in your medical management has decided that insulin is required, has prescribed it. There may be ways for you to reduce it. Yes, berberine is one of the plausible things. Chiolic aged garlic extract seems to also have a beneficial effect, and certainly fish oil may be helpful. Come on down, and maybe we can figure out what's going on. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we'll talk about horseshoe crabs. They play an important role in medicine, but they're an endangered species, so something's got to be done about it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets.
The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman on a holiday weekend. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day sojourns. And I've got the TV monitor on in the studio, on mute, of course, during the show, as I watch the Colorado-TCU game, the TCU Horned Dogs, Horned Frogs, not Horned Dogs, Horned Frogs, playing Colorado. Colorado's coached by Deion Sanders, blast from the past, and a real kind of vignette about how aging can be tough. Sanders, who was a premier college football player and a speed demon of a guy on the field during his NFL career with various teams, the 49ers, the Cowboys, Falcons, Redskins, Baltimore Ravens, as a kick returner, as a wide receiver, real fast on his feet. He's now coaching Colorado, and the camera focused in on him as he was limping down the sidelines, and Sanders went through a medical crisis where he developed blood clots in his legs. He was in a wheelchair for much of 2021, and he had a couple of toes amputated, and it was discovered that he had a family history of predisposition to blood clots. And there are certain genetic things that make people prone to that. There are screens, blood screens, that can detect these genetic predispositions. But normally, you're not screened for these things routinely until you have a potentially life-threatening blood clot, a deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. And these can be really dangerous and threaten amputation. Often amputation is related to diabetes, but that was not the case with Deion Sanders. And so he is truly an example of how sometimes spectacular athletes, even at a relatively young age, may encounter health problems. All right, this item has to do with horseshoe crabs. And horseshoe crabs are familiar to me because where I vacation in the water, right in front of my house, you can see these fascinating animals that are coming to shore. Certain times of the year, the females come to lay their eggs, and they drift across the bottom of the sea, and they're like a blast from the prehistoric past. They're animals that were probably around 300 million years ago, and they have survived through the extinction of many species, the dinosaurs and whatnot, and they're just amazing creatures. They also play a role in medicine via something called the limulus assay. There's a need in medicine to make sure that especially things that are injected, not so much things that are taken as oral medications, but injectable medications, need to be pure and free of what are called endotoxins, contaminants that can set up serious reactions if injected. And there is something in the blood of horseshoe crabs that reacts with endotoxins and turns a certain color, so that commercial tests to assess the safety of intravenous products are often used. You often use the limulus assay, which requires that horseshoe crabs be harvested and some of their blood is removed, but then they're turned back loose in the wild. It's a little like vampirism by humans to horseshoe crabs. They are bled for their blood, which is blue. And it's estimated that the mortality rates for horseshoe crabs after bleeding are maybe as high as 30%. Whatever the case is, the horseshoe crab population is considered to have declined substantially. They've also been overfished for bait by fishermen. Its eggs provide necessary food for migratory birds. And there's some migratory birds that actually travel from the lowest reaches of South America to the Arctic, 10,000 miles, with the season changes. And they eat the eggs of the horseshoe crab. But the birds are endangered because the horseshoe crab population is declining. Historical note, prior to discovery that the horseshoe crab blood contained this substance limulus. Previous endotoxic testing involved injecting rabbits with these intravenous things and waiting to see if they get a fever, okay, which is also not very humane. So they thought, well, it's more humane to use the horseshoe crabs. All right, fast forward to the present. Horseshoe crab blood in drug safety testing, it may not be needed much longer because they've come up with synthetic alternatives which have been hailed as a monumental positive change. Many of the companies that used to use the limulus assay are now switching to bioengineered assays. Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, all the big companies are getting together and they're saying, no, we're not going to use this horseshoe crab stuff anymore. We've graduated to the era where we can spare the horseshoe crabs bloodletting and we can use a new synthetic assay to prove the safety of things that we're going to inject into humans. All right, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information to order. And you may say, well, great, astaxanthin sounds good. I'll go to Amazon and I'll order some. Problem is, and this is commendable work that's been undertaken by the folks at now Vitamins, also makers of the professional line Protocol for Life Balance, which is even more stringently quality controlled. They did a survey of products available on Amazon, and they looked specifically at astaxanthin, and what they found is that a very high percentage of products purporting to contain astaxanthin didn't meet the product label claims. There, when they said six, there was two, or sometimes there was none. It was all over the place. So you really want to go to a manufacturer whose products are of the highest quality. You conscientiously test for potency and guarantee that their products deliver what's on the label. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, they have been saying for a really long time that the culprit in heart disease is cholesterol and saturated fat. But sugar has been relatively ignored as a cause of heart disease. And doubts have now been cast on the role of saturated fat and cholesterol. Some studies suggest that there's not really a correlation between intake of saturated fat and cholesterol. And especially if you are on a low-carbohydrate diet where you're avoiding sugar and refined carbohydrates, saturated fat and cholesterol may make little difference at all. Here's a study. A study looking at nearly 10,000 heart disease cases over 40 years. And what they found is that, and the 10,000 heart disease cases were culled from a large study, the Nurses' Health Study, as well as the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study of nearly 39,000 males. So looking at well over 100,000 individuals, nearly 10,000 of whom developed heart disease over 40 years, the study aimed to investigate the associations of individual dietary sugars with heart disease risk. And here's what they found. calorie for calorie, because there's no question that if you're eating a lot of sugar and you eat more fat, you're going to get fat, and that's going to increase your risk of heart disease. So, yeah, the fat contributes to risk. But if you compare toe-to-toe, calorie for calorie, the hazard risk of intake of total sugar and added sugar was positively associated with cardiovascular risk. What's interesting in this study is they found that the sugar contributed by fruits and vegetables, however, was not associated with coronary risk. So their conclusion is that intakes of total sugar, added sugar, and fructose from added sugar and juice, and by the way, fructose is often added to fruit juice, to what are called fruit drinks, because you can't call something adulterated with added sugar a fruit juice. It becomes a fruit drink because sugar is added. But the fructose from whole fruits and vegetables not associated with heart disease risk, but intakes of sugar from added sugar and juice were associated with higher coronary risk. So it's the kind of thing that is a smoking gun for the food industry, because let's say something has been shown to increase the risk of lung cancer, like cigarettes. Well, heart disease, let's face it, heart disease kills maybe 10 times more people than lung cancer does. And if it's been decided that cigarettes are the cause of lung cancer and heart disease death, and now sugar has been established as the cause of coronary death, well, isn't it time to focus on sugar the way we focused on tobacco as a risk factor for some of the major causes of death in America? Think about it. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-release magnesium.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Grand Chute, Wisconsin, more and more veterans in that area are having a hard time affording the basics. According to United Way, 1 in 5 veterans struggle financially. It's tough to imagine 20% of veterans in Wisconsin worry about having a warm place to sleep. The Fox Valley Veterans Council is fighting to make a difference. The council in Grand Chute has an emergency fund to help as many veterans as possible. The council has helped more than 2,000 local veteran families with more than 1.5 million in requests, and they're ready to spread the generosity even more.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fonnie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a holiday weekend. 877-726-8255, our number, and we have a call from Sandy in Wisconsin. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What's your question, Sandy?
I'm scheduled for a total shoulder and reverse shoulder arthroplasty surgery, and I was told that I'm going to need somebody to help me afterwards, and I live alone and don't have anybody to help me, and I'm wondering if I can take care of myself, what this is going to involve.
Okay, well, I don't know what the specific requirements are for shoulder replacement surgery. It is, from the standpoint of dependency on help, it's a little less than knee replacement or hip replacement, but surely you're going to find yourself limited in terms of your ability to take care of yourself. If you live alone, you have to prepare food for yourself. If you have to do certain things around the house, if you have to shop, for example. So it sounds like you're going to need a little help short term. You say you don't have anybody around. You may have to, you know, go out there and hire somebody to get help.
Well, the help that I need, I don't need help with those things, but the help I need with, I didn't know what it's going to be like with the dressing, and they say that an arm mobilizer needs to be put on and taken off,
Well, I think that's what happens. You know, I recall that when I was working in the hospital, it's been many years since I worked in the hospital, but what we would do with cases like this is we'd hand people over to the, quote, social worker. I don't know what they call them these days in the hospital. But these people work closely with discharge planning. In other words, they plan not just what happens in the hospital, but what's going to happen when you go home. Because there's no point in doing an operation, sending a patient home, and then the patient experiences difficulty, has a problem, and then ends up bouncing back into the hospital. So usually the hospital arranges for some kind of aftercare. And to a large extent, that's often included, bundled into the surgery. It's considered an essential component of the surgery, and it's covered by insurance. I mean, look, surely if you are rich, you can say, well, I'm going to hire a private duty nurse who's going to sleep on a cot in my living room and cater to my every whim for the few days or a couple of weeks until I'm able to take care of myself, you know, deal with the aftercare, like, you know, removing and replacing the dressing, making sure that the wound is healing properly, that kind of thing. But that's usually handled as part of, you know, any kind of surgical intervention. So that should be, that shouldn't be that much of a problem. Here's an item that talks about, you know, washing the bedding and washing the pillows, how often should you do that? It seems like I'm always washing and washing and washing the bedding. And I wonder, you know, is it overkill? Because, you know, after a while, those pillowcases wear out, and you have to replace them. So maybe I'd get more mileage out of my pillowcases if I didn't wash them so darn often. Well, it turns out I'm right about it. Unwashed pillowcases contain more bacteria than toilet seats, according to a report. It says here that an unwashed pillowcase could harbor 3 million bacteria after just a week. It's about 17,000 times more than the average toilet seat, according to a new report. Okay, here's what happens. Allergens, fungi, and dead skin are among the things that accumulate on pillowcases, and they can attract dust mites, which feed on human skin. Yuck. And microscopic critters like bacteria, fungus, because you get into bed and you contaminate your bed linens with dead skin cells, about 50 million per day. There's sweat, there's makeup, there's lotions, hair, anything else you picked up during the day through contact, certainly some bacteria, some viruses, pollen, pet dander, mold, dirt particles. So wash your pillowcases frequently because, hey, you're putting your face in them and you're inhaling all that junk. That's not good for allergies and potentially for infections. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Arrests are climbing around the country as anti-Israel protests continue to roil college campuses. Administrators with graduation ceremonies scheduled next month facing demands to cut financial ties to Israel against the backdrop of the Israel-Hamas war. On Fox News Sunday, Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance disagreed with House Speaker Johnson on using the National Guard to stop the violence.
I don't know if you need to call in the National Guard. Maybe you just call in the police, right? This is often framed as a free speech debate. Everyone accepts that there are time, place, and manner restrictions. These guys have the right to peacefully protest, even if we criticize the message. They do not have the right to set up tent cities on our public spaces and turn our cities into garbage dumps. That is what I think we should not allow, and I think the police should be able to handle that job pretty easily.
President Biden had another conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu as pressure builds on Israel and Hamas to reach a deal that would free some Israeli hostages and bring a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. The U.S. opposes the invasion in Rafah on humanitarian grounds. Israel among the countries that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit as he returns to the Middle East tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has unveiled tough new power plant rules.
A new rule being issued by the Environmental Protection Agency would force coal-fired power plants to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. It's the latest effort by the Biden administration to put new limits on greenhouse gas emissions from electric plants run by fossil fuel. The CEO of the National Mining Association says, with the latest rules, the EPA is systematically dismantling the reliability of the U.S. electric grid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A called shot comes through in Sunday's NASCAR Cup race.
Denny Hamlin flexed his muscle at Dover Motor Speedway, leading 136 laps and keeping a hard-charging Kyle Larson in his rearview mirror to take the checkered flag.
I'm just so focused this season on getting a lot of wins and, you know, trying to move that tally up as high as I can.
It was the third time this season Hamlin has won a NASCAR Cup Series race, and he predicted the victory earlier this week on his podcast.
You better win if you're going to open your mouth, that's for sure. So certainly, the way that race is starting to play out at the end, I'm like, boy, this is just, you know, I can't give up the lead at this point after I said that.
Larson lost his lead coming off pit road on the final stop of the race and knew the deck was stacked against him to get back to the front. He finished second, followed by Martin Truex Jr. in third. I'm Jerry Jordan.
And there's more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It was kind of a macabre celebration in Italy.
Dozens of people have given the fascist salute in northern Italy to mark the 79th anniversary of the execution of Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. Dressed in black and carrying banners, a large group of neo-fascists marched along Lake Como to the location where partisans executed Mussolini and his lover at the end of World War II. As they reached the location, one member of the group cried out,
"Camerata Benito Mussolini!"
Comrade Benito Mussolini. The crowd of supporters reply,
"Presente!"
Present, and raise their arms to form the fascist salute. I am Karen Chamas.
10 people were wounded by gunfire when an argument turned violent at a Florida party this weekend. The Seminole County Sheriff's Office took a 16-year-old suspect into custody. He's been charged with attempted homicide, firing a weapon in a public place, and using a firearm during a felony. More at townhall.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's always fun.
All right. And so, Bruce, we always talk about, you know, financial information. You're a fiduciary, a financial advisor. You work with individuals. You work with a lot of plans for, you know, small and medium-sized businesses, healthcare institutions, educational institutions. I mean, you're working with people locally and all around the country. And so I've been wanting to ask you this question because it's a real hot topic. The Fed did not lower the interest rates like was widely expected. And so I think that threw a lot of people for a loop or kind of surprised some folks. So what's that all about?
Well, so the Fed is very closely tuned into what the inflation rate's doing. And so they're monitoring that. And I've never been in the camp that said that they were going to cut rates 6 times this year or this spring or whatever the case might be. I think I've even said this on the show previous times that Chairman Powell had always said that he felt like previous committees, Federal Reserve committees, had lowered rates back down all too quickly.
Too soon.
After they had raised rates, and then, you know, inflation got back out of control or whatever they were trying to improve wasn't sustainable enough.
Yeah.
So the bottom line was the last inflation, and inflation is measured a lot of different ways. But the core inflation last time, it didn't do what they wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it just makes the market think that they're less apt to lower rates in June or this summer.
Okay.
So now they're saying, well, maybe more apt to lower rates later this summer or in the fall. But at the end of the day, you really can't, you know, your crystal ball isn't clear enough to say when the Fed's going to lower rates. It really is contingent upon what is inflation doing.
Yep.
And we don't know until we get the numbers in. And a lot of times those numbers get readjusted and restated a month later. So, the first blush numbers are usually not exactly right anyway.
Yep. Yep. And so you had all these folks, and so I guess they expected maybe two or three
maybe small rate decreases because they expected the inflation number to be different, but it was different than what they expected, and so it just held tight.
Right, and I think I may have said a hike, but yes, they were expecting, originally they were saying 6 rate reductions this year.
Oh, 6 of them, okay.
Yeah, but that was last September when they paused.
Okay.
And then they've, you know, refined it out where maybe 2 or 3, so we'll see.
All right, so let's... So if this is catching your attention, you're like, wait a minute. This is really interesting information, and I'd like to reach out to Bruce to learn more information about this, maybe your own finances, maybe your company plans, et cetera. Here's the phone number. Write it down, 913-563-7327. That's a Kansas City-based phone number, but you can call from anywhere in the country. And Bruce and his team, like I said, they have clients all over the entire country, 913-563-7327. And Bruce, what are some common ratings that are available in the wide world of investments?
Right. So in the do-it-yourself world where people want to try and pick their own investments, which, you know, some people can do a fairly good job with that, there's a lot of different rating agencies you can use, including ValueLine. We use a system called Aladdin. We use another fiduciary tool called FI360. Those last two are more of a heavy subscription cost. And then, of course, you can read your prospectus on your different investments. What we use more often than not, or it's actually one of a package of 4 different systems we use, is Morningstar, which we have a very expensive version of it. But let's talk about Morningstar today.
Okay.
Because most people can go online and they can get a high-level overview of their investments through Morningstar. So
okay.
We'll kind of talk about Morningstar a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. But what they do is they'll evaluate how mutual funds are performing, historically speaking, how ETFs, which are known as exchange-traded funds or ETFs, how they perform. You can also get analytics on index funds or individual stocks. But Morningstar is what most people, if they want to, they can go out and Google it and kind of check that out.
Okay. All right. And is that high-level version just for the consumer level, is there a charge for that or a cost for that, or can they just go on and use that tool?
Yeah, anybody can go out and Google up Morningstar on XYZ stock or whatever the case is. You're going to get some analytic out there on Google or Bing or whatever your search engine is going to be.
And with your, like you said, you have a high-level subscription, so yours provides you, now you're a professional, you're an expert,
right.
They provide you a ton more information, but for the average consumer, they can just go out and take a look at it, get some high-level information at no extra charge, I guess.
Right, and those mutual funds and ETFs, for example, they'll typically rate those investments on a 1-to-5 ratio, 5 being the best.
Mm-hmm.
And normally they're not going to get a Morningstar rating until they've been in business for at least 3 years. Now, stocks are kind of a little bit different. They'll get a 1-to-5 ratio also, but on stock valuations, it's typically based on what they're currently trading at compared to what Morningstar thinks the fair value is.
Ah.
So if you've got a stock that's trading at $100 a share, but they think fair value is $150, meaning that they think it's got room to grow,
that may
be a 4 or 5 star.
You're going to get a high rating
stock
on that.
Right. And then they'll have also what I like to see is what their profitability forecast is, if it's A, B, C, D, or F, their growth forecast, and then their financials are really important. So you can get some of these other dynamics and what the book do, the earnings per share forecast is, or dividends, book, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So a lot of good stuff out there.
Excellent. So we're just going to go through some of the terminology today. What is an expense ratio?
Yeah, so an expense ratio is really more prevalent when you're talking about an exchange-traded fund or a stock, a mutual fund, whether it be stocks or bonds,
mm-hmm.
or an index fund of some sort. But that's the cost that it takes that company to run that company, right? And it'll normally break that down between what the management expenses are. And if you're like, as a fiduciary, we're only using institutional level funds. So there are no commissions on the funds we're using.
Yeah.
There's no 12B1 fees, which are actually a kickback. So this is something that listeners at home might want to look at when they look at their investments is, what the expense ratios are and if they have commissions or not. And sometimes you can have a fund that doesn't have a front commission or a front load, but there may be a really heavy ongoing expense. And there could be a 12B1 built in there. And that's a fee that the mutual fund or ETF can – really, it's more about a mutual fund, but they can build that into it and then kick that back to the broker-dealer, which goes to the advisor. And so that's not a fiduciary level of investing because it's kind of a hidden fee, if you will. So you might want to find out about that. And if you're not sure how to find that out, let me know.
Well, and all those fees are eating into your return.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And some fees are reasonable, and it just depends on what you're trying to get. I mean, it's not always about the lowest cost fee.
Yeah.
It's about the best, you know, risk-adjusted and net fee or net return you're going
to
get.
It's about the fit and what are your goals and what are you trying to accomplish, and there's more to it than that, but it is an important part. And I don't know about you, my friends in the listening audience, but I always gravitate toward the broker that can represent all of my options rather than a captive situation where we have fees and commissions. And there's nothing against fees and commissions and all that kind of stuff, but I think it's in my best interest to work in this case with a fiduciary just like you, Bruce, where you work in the client's best interest, and it's a completely different model.
Right. So we are independent. We're objective. We don't get any kickbacks from any investments we use. Everything that we get paid is based on the money that we actually manage. It's on the statement, and you see what it is. So it is important. You don't want people that are captive, that only have certain product that they're told to sell.
Yep.
You know, you want somebody who's looking out for your best interest.
Yep, and that is a fiduciary. If that's resonating with you, I would recommend reaching out to Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and chief investment officer of the Glenn Team, 913-563-7327. And Bruce, how can you determine the number of stocks, or maybe stocks and bonds that a fund would have?
Right. So in a prospectus, it'll basically give you that. But again, if you're looking at Morningstar through Google or whatever your search engine is, it'll be listed. You have to kind of hunt for it. But it's important because you don't necessarily want to have a fund that only has, you know, 20 stocks in it. Because if one of them has a problem, that's a major impact on the overall fund.
That's a 5% impact, potentially.
Yeah, depending on how much money they have in each particular one. But you also sometimes may not want to have one that has thousands of stocks in it either, because, you know, that's just kind of following a basic index, and you're not going to get a lot of tactical movement, and you're going to have the good, the bad, and the ugly. You kind of want the ones that are convicted to good quality stocks to try to avoid the bad ones.
So I have so many questions. So I'm wanting to ask you about categories and common categories within investments, and I would like to maybe talk to you about that here in just a second. So again, if you'd like to reach out to Bruce Glenn, he's the owner and chief investment officer with the Glenn Team right here in Kansas City, but they service clients all around the country. 913-563-7327. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. A turnover ratio is the number of employees retained at an investment company. Is that statement true or false? I don't know. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. A turnover ratio is the number of employees retained at an investment company. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Bruce, we're talking about investments. The turnover ratio has nothing to do with employees.
Right. Yeah. We thought we'd have a little fun today and throw a little curveball at the crowd. It is baseball season.
Yeah.
And our Royals are actually doing fairly good so far. But anyway, yeah, no, turnover ratio is actually the annualized pace that they're turning their investments over inside of their fund. And that could be good or bad. It just kind of depends. If they're more tactical, they may change funds out a little more often. If they're just an index tracking program, then they're just going to, you know, if something in the S&P 500, then it's in the S&P 500. And if it's number 499 goes to number 502, it's going to be dropped out. And so that'll be like less turnover. So it just kind of depends on what the strategy is. Is it tactical or is it more passive investments typically?
Okay, if this is resonating with you and you're like, wait a minute, I have some questions for Bruce, reach out to Bruce Glenn at 913-563-7327. And Bruce, we mentioned it in the last segment, what are some common categories of investments? I would think this is really important. And then in this day and age of being aware of, you know, I want to invest in a fund that supports a lot of like green energy, or I don't want to. I want to support traditional, you know, petroleum and fossil fuel or whatever you want. I want to invest in companies, but I don't want to invest in something that has to do with alcohol or tobacco production or whatever the case is. So the categories within these funds, I think, would be a pretty important talking point.
Right. So there are, you know, broad sector categories like large cap growth. Those are typically larger companies that don't pay a dividend. More of your tech companies tend to fall in that category, the big ones. You know, large cap value is more of a company that does pay dividend, more like a Pepsi or Coke or a Procter & Gamble, those type companies, are larger companies that pay a dividend. And then you've got your mediums, both large, growth and value, and your small caps, and you have your internationals. And there are large internationals, you're developing, your frontiers, and then you have your bond categories, from quality governments to your corporates to your higher yielding bond funds. Your multi-sectors have a little more flexibility.
And those are probably a little more conservative in the bond area?
Bonds tend to be a little more conservative. You can take on some additional risk with the higher yielding bonds, and you've got to be careful about that too. And then what you're talking about a minute ago is, sector specifics.
Yeah.
And then sometimes very specific strategies. And then when you're trying to carve off certain types of stocks or companies you want to avoid, we might even use more of an SMA type of a strategy. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. We typically will want to make sure we cover all the allocation or all the core, like a baseball team. We want all the core positions covered.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a couple of specialists out there. Maybe we've got an IT fund or a property and casualty insurance fund, things like that. And then maybe we have a strategy that's just buying the top yielding, stocks that raise dividends for 10 years in a row or more, things like that. So, different things like that. One thing I always want to caution people about is do not chase returns from last year. If you're trying to drive your investment portfolio by last year's return, that usually will blow up on you, because very rarely does the leader from last year lead again. And sometimes the loser last year will win this year. So you really want to have a good, a good quality, but you want diversified across all the different positions. You don't want to shift your baseball team all the way to the right side, because that batter may hit it to the left side.
Yeah.
But you want good quality players in each position.
Oh, that's a really good analogy. And again, go Royals.
Go Royals. Here you go. So far, so good.
It's looking a little better than the past few years, so that's encouraging. So where do you find the quality of bonds?
Yeah. So the bond quality, again, if you're looking on a Morningstar report, what you're looking for are ratings. And so AAA is the highest rated you can get. That's typically going to be your government or government agencies. And then you've got your AA's and your single A's and your BBB. Typically an investment grade bond, considered to be relatively safe, is going to be a BBB or above. That's what we call investment grade. And you get below the BBB, you start to lose some quality, but you typically will offset that by having a little bit better yield or interest payment.
A little more risk reward kind of a situation.
Yeah. Ironically, there's something called NR, non-rated. And so a lot of times a lot of advisors in our industry are fearful of non-rateds. But, a really big fund company that specializes in bonds may have a non-rated bond fund because they may have bought the entire issue from the state of Missouri or whatever the case was. And they're comfortable with it. Their own internal risk analysis said, hey, this is a good quality bond. We're buying the entire issue. And that issuer didn't have to get it rated and take it out to market because they had an embedded buyer right there.
Okay.
So non-rated doesn't necessarily mean poor quality. It could be great quality.
Yeah, okay. And your average person is not going to know that. So
right.
This is why you call Bruce at 913-563-7327. So, okay, and so at what price are bonds owned? And then where do you find that information on a statement?
Yeah, right. Thanks, Steve. So, on the Morningstar report, it'll give you an idea of what the average weighted price is on their bonds. And so before the Federal Reserve started raising rates 2 years ago, a lot of bonds were owned inside of bond funds at over par, par being like $100 per 100, meaning that when it matures, you get your full $100 back. Mm-hmm. If you're going to sell it today, you still get your $100. A couple of years ago, before the Fed started raising rates, a lot of the bonds were valued at more than par. I mean, if you sold them early, you might get $105, $110 per 100 or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And on the statement, it has to show the current price if you sold the bonds early.
Mm-hmm.
And that confuses people. So like the last 2 years when the Fed did raise rates, it actually hurt the tradable value of the bonds from what they were the day before the Fed raised rates.
Mm.
So on your statement, it looked like you lost money. You didn't lose anything because the bonds are still going to mature at full value.
Yeah.
They're only restating the value if you sold them early.
Okay.
But on a Morningstar report, like on your bond fund, it'll say what the average price per bond inside that portfolio is.
Okay. All right. That's absolutely fascinating. What is a coupon or yield on stocks and bonds?
Right, so that's the amount of income they're paying, similar to a CD or an insurance fixed annuity or a bond fund. They're saying that if you loan this money to us, say $5,000 or whatever the case is, a certain date in the future, maybe May of 2030, we're going to give you your $5,000 back, and in the meantime, we're going to give you a percent of income.
Okay.
Bonds will typically pay monthly. And so, right now, a good bond might be paying, depending on the quality, might be paying 5% interest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get 5% interest with relatively lower risk and you get your full principal back in the future, then that's good. But the interest payment is the yield. And that's really important because, like, the last couple of years where the tradable value was down, and but your bonds were paying a set interest payment per share. But it's reinvesting and compounding whatever the current price is on that bond. Well, if the price is lower, you're getting more shares or fractions of shares bought while that bond is on sale, or that bond fund is on sale. And so that is compounding for you. And now that the Fed has quit raising rates, we're starting to see that percolate and become, you know, stronger. And if the Fed starts lowering rates, now that price value of that portfolio is increasing. It's going to be the exact opposite of what we saw the last couple of years.
That is amazing. That's also complicated. and that's why you reach out to Bruce Glenn at 913-563-7327. If you have questions about your own portfolio, maybe you want a second look, a second opinion, I would strongly encourage you, reach out to Bruce Glenn. He is the best. 913-563-7327. And Bruce, thanks so much for being here today. Really interesting information. It's fantastic. Really important information. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see you.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Easy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right, you can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So before I continue, I just want to say the Senior Care Broadcasting Network is alive and well with our partnership with Radio America, and we have added some new stations to our network. So would like to welcome and introduce KELY AM and FM in Ely, Nevada. And we're going to be on a really early Saturday morning, and then they're going to rebroadcast this program 11 a.m. to noon. And that I just found out about this, but that actually started last weekend, so last Saturday. So sorry I didn't mention something last week. I didn't know about it until a couple days ago. So, but anyway, want to thank KELYAM and FM in Ely, Nevada for adding Senior Care Live to your lineup. Thank you so very much. And then would also like to mention that starting this weekend, we are on KFJB AM and FM in Marshalltown, Iowa. And we're going to be on Sunday mornings early from 7 to 8, and that starts the 28th. So welcome KFJB AM and FM, and thanks so much for carrying and broadcasting the program Senior Care Live. And for all of the stations, welcome to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, and welcome to the family. I really appreciate you. All right, so last week I talked about Medicaid, and I talked about, you know, what it pays for, what it is, how you qualify for it, and that sort of thing. And frankly, I ran out of time. I wanted to expand that a little bit. So last week, just as a very quick review, Medicaid is a federal pool of money that is distributed through the states. So each state has its own bucket of money, if you will, and each state can have some minor differences from that. It's not the same rules for all states. Okay, so they're very similar though. Okay, but there could be some differences state to state that could be detrimental to your situation or could be very much advantageous to your situation. So it's important to contact and work with an elder law attorney, and that elder law attorney can guide you through this process. Again, I mentioned last week, best money you'll ever spend right there. It's worth it 100%. And you want to do this stuff right. You don't want to mess it up. And you want to have this whole situation maximized for your unique situation. So within that pool of money flowing from the federal level into the state and then distributed to folks who qualify. Okay, it'll pay for a lot of things, but my focus for this show is just to talk about how Medicaid will pay for long-term care. Okay, and which a lot of folks might call it skilled nursing, the health center, a nursing home, that sort of thing. It's the medical model. It's the highest level of senior care that you could receive in a community. So what they do for a single person, super quick, and then I want to move on to a married couple. Because that's the part I didn't get to. I just wanted to provide just a quick overview here. You have to look at your assets and divide your assets into two different categories. So one is an exempt asset category, and then one is a countable asset category. And I had mentioned that your house is exempt for now, a car, prepaid funeral plan, small amount of cash value in a life insurance plan, and then all the stuff in your house. And then your countable assets, and there are exceptions for this depending on the state. I'm just talking in generalities here. Your countable assets, just about everything else, just think liquid assets. Okay, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, all of those sort of things. And if you add all of those things up, that would be considered what's a countable asset. So then you take your exempt assets are exempt. So you take your countable assets. And let's say you have, it could be $5, it could be $50,000, it could be $150,000, whatever the number is. And then you would spend that down. So if you've ever looked into this, a very common term, spend down, that's what we're talking about. You have assets and you're spending down to that Medicaid qualification or that trigger. So, for example, you know, I live in Kansas, and so the Kansas number, once you spend down your assets to $2,000, boom, you're in. That's it. That is the number. Other states could be different than that, but they're all really low like that. You're almost out of money. But the whole point of Medicaid is it's that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets, then the Medicaid program is there to pay the majority of the cost for your stay. And that's all I'm focusing on right now for your stay in long-term care. And that we're talking about, you know, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month. Okay, so they pay a lot of money towards this stuff. What happens when you have a couple? So I talked about last week and just now just a super quick review of a single person spending down, a widow, a widower, or just a single person. Okay? So you have one spouse, and they are, and I hate the term, but they are considered by Medicaid the institutionalized spouse or the spouse needing the care at that nursing home level, the long-term care level. But then you have the other spouse, and that spouse is still doing well. They're still independent. They're still able to live on their own, in their house, in the community. And so many years ago, when you had that situation, this real common situation, you have a couple and one needs care and the other one doesn't, you had people who were spending literally everything they had to qualify for some assistance, and then the one person moved into the nursing home, but then the other person, they're literally broke because they spent all their money they've spent all their money, and then when they're out of money, they have the assistance. But how is the community spouse who is still independent, how are they supposed to live? Because now they have nothing left. So it was pretty common for couples to get a divorce. This is a long time ago. So that, well, if we get a divorce, I mean, at least I'll have half of our assets. And then Congress said, wait a minute. This is the United States of America. That is horrible that some people feel like they have to get a divorce just to protect some of the assets. We should just be able to do that on paper without a divorce. That's crazy. So then they came up with this division of assets, and that's exactly what it is. You're dividing your assets on paper. Part of the assets on his side, part of the assets on her side. And so let's say, for an example, if the husband, let's say the couple has $200,000 in the countable assets, liquid assets. So you put 100 on his side, 100 on her side. She's going to at least have some money to continue living independently. Then on his side, he's going to spend down his half, quote unquote, down to those triggers. And again, like in Kansas, you spend it down to $2,000. And then Medicaid's going to come in and pay the bulk of that cost. So that is basically how that works. Now, there's a whole lot more to that. A quality and knowledgeable elder law attorney isn't going to just divide this by two. They're going to look at this, and their goal is to maximize the assets that are available for the community spouse. And there are some ways to do this. Okay? And then they're going to try to minimize, and all of this is legal, you just have to know how to do it and do it properly. And then they're going to try to minimize the assets on the side of the ledger of the spouse needing to move to the nursing home and pay for the expensive care. So they're going to try to do that, and so it's usually a lot better than a 50-50 split. Usually the community spouse is able to keep a lot more than 50% if you work with a quality, experienced, qualified elder law attorney. And I mentioned last week, if you want to find a list of elder law attorneys, go to NAELA.org, NAELA.org. That stands for the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. You can do a search and you can find one, you know, near your zip code and go out 5 or 10 or 20 miles and get a list and then start calling some of these folks and find out, you know, how they operate. Do they offer a free consultation? What are their rates, et cetera, so that you can find an elder law attorney that you are comfortable with, that you would like to engage their services to try to maximize your financial situation. And the good news is, I'll be having an awesome elder law attorney on this program, and he will explain much better than I can explain how this works. I can't wait to have him on. He's awesome. He's going to be on with me here in about the next 3 weeks or so. And so you won't want to miss that. Anyway, I have so much more for you coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Tampa Bay, Florida, Christina Goodwin's post-Army life hasn't been easy. I was just kind of existing, she said. I was struggling. Couldn't find a place to work. I couldn't do anything in the stresses of everyday life. Christina says those stresses were exacerbated by trauma from her time in the Army and drug addiction. She said, I finally said I needed something better. I can't keep living like this. That's when she found help from Pasco County's One Community Now and its Veteran Support Center. It's a place where veterans can get direction in life and the resources they need to get back on their feet. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, just to put a bow on the whole Medicaid thing, I mean, I've just barely scratched the surface. There are lots of ifs and thens. So let me give you just a really, really quick one. And then, I'm going to defer to an awesome elder law attorney here in a few weeks. I want to ask him a lot of these questions, and he can explain it much better than I can. But let me say that here's one of those state-specific examples. So in Kansas, when you look at those liquid assets, there's a huge opportunity here. In Kansas, for the community spouse, so the spouse who's going to stay home, still lives independently, still need to pay their bills, and et cetera, et cetera. Their IRAs and 401ks, their investment and retirement accounts, so IRAs and 401ks are typically what we're talking about. The IRAs and 401ks for the community spouse is considered an exempt asset. Okay, they fall into the category of exempt assets. So let's say you had $200,000 between the couple and $180,000 is in the community spouse's 401k. Well, now you only have to split in the middle, right, divide in half, $20,000. $10,000 on his side, $10,000 on her side. And boom, you're almost qualified right away. If you did that in the state of Missouri, the IRAs and 401ks of the community spouse, they are considered a countable asset. And you would have to split, you'd have to divide that full amount of the assets half and half. Now, there are still ways that you can work with that to try to maximize the community spouse's assets, but what I've done with many, many, many clients, since I'm in Kansas City and we're on a state line here, I've worked with a lot of couples living in Missouri. I had one lady say, Steve, I'm no spring chicken, but if I can not have to count my $350,000 401k that I worked a really long time to build, if I don't have to count that, and we just have to divide what's left, which is small, I'll drive to Kansas all day, every day. I'll drive over the state line to do that. And that's what we did. So in Missouri, if you should choose a Kansas-based long-term care community, even though you live in Missouri, you have property in Missouri, the Kansas rules apply. And that's one way to work out that situation that could make a huge, huge difference for your family, for my clients. We do it all the time. And it's just an opportunity to use the rules to your advantage. That's what it is. Okay, let me shift gears again. I want to talk about waiting lists. I usually talk about waiting lists quite a bit in the wintertime because that's when the peak demand is. I would say about the second week of January, through about middle of March, and then it starts to kind of taper off. And then the lowest part of the demand cycle would be during the peak summer months, June, July, and August, and then it starts to increase toward the end of the year. And then, boom, it pops up again, January, February, into March, and it starts to taper down. It does that every year. Well, this year I'm seeing something a little bit different, and it's pretty interesting. It's getting very tight in the market out there, when especially if you're wanting to move into literally your top options, the best places. And so the best places are the best places, and guess what? Everyone wants to move into the best place, right? And they have waiting lists. And the difference this year that I'm seeing, and like I said, this is a pretty interesting phenomenon. I just haven't really seen this much. And again, typically your peak demand, January, February, you see some waiting lists. The waiting list could be kind of long. And then it starts to taper off into March. And here we are towards the end of April. It should definitely be starting to drop off. And I'm not seeing any drop off. So that peak demand from January and February is just as solid through all of March and now through all of April. I don't see it dropping off yet. So I'm going to monitor this very, very closely. I'm told by some of these places that, their waiting list that they thought would be, 60 or 90 days, they're still full, and it could be another 4 to 6 months on top of that. If that happens, and if I see this happening universally in other parts of the country, et cetera, then we have a major issue. I think part of that is, again, the best places are the best places. So you may have to move into a place that is maybe number two on your list, waiting for a spot to open in your number one choice. That would be a two-step move. You want to try to avoid that if you can. It's not convenient, but it will get the job done. The other really, really smart way to approach this is to be proactive. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you're probably tired of me preaching proactive, proactive, proactive. But this is why. So I had a very nice call in conversation with just a wonderful lady earlier this week, and she said, Steve, I listened to your program, and I agree with being proactive. I do want the best place, and I do have the time to wait it out. So she wants to move maybe within the next year or so, and so I think that gives us plenty of time to consider our top options. Through, again, this is with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, but to go out, look at our, check out our top options, get our name on one or two waiting lists, and then she has the luxury, the absolute luxury, of waiting out a waiting list that might be 4 or 5 or 6 months or 9 or 10 months or even 12 months long. Because she's adamant, I want the best place. And so she's being smart. She will have her choice of the best places available. Now, if you need to move sooner than that, if you need to move in the next 2 or 3 months and you want help from Senior Care Consulting, we need to jump on this right now. Right now. And then we'll have a conversation, and we can help you, first of all, determine the right fit and then find the best place available in the entire marketplace. And if you say, I don't want to move two times, just find me the best place available, and that's going to work for us, that's great. If you say, Steve, I want the best place available, and then we're either going to stay home and bring in home care for that bridge, kind of build a bridge there to have.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Or you could always visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We can make this whole process very, very simple for you. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tornadoes killed 4 people in Oklahoma over the weekend, left thousands without power. They began late Saturday night. One destroyed several downtown buildings in the town of Sulphur, flipping over cars and shearing rooftops in a 15-block radius. The Midwest was ripped by several tornadoes. In Omaha, James Stennis, who lost his home in the twister, said his family barely made it to the basement when they heard the destruction going on upstairs.
We're just taking it day by day. I mean, you come upstairs and see that you have no house emerging from the basement. You're home, but you're actually homeless.
Police in Louisiana say 3 officers wounded by gunfire in a standoff with a man suspected of shooting 3 other people. The officers taken to a New Orleans area hospital Sunday. Conditions not immediately known. A Florida sheriff says 2 of his deputies are hospitalized after being wounded in a shootout with a man who opened fire when officers tried to pull him from his car. He was resisting the orders to get out. The sheriff praised the deputies at a news conference, said the man was sitting in the car early Saturday at a park and had closed, and he refused the deputy's commands to get out. There is bloodshed in Germany.
Police in Upper Bavaria say the 2 Ukrainian men had been stabbed to death and a Russian man arrested as a possible suspect. German news sources say the 2 Ukrainians were killed at a shopping center in the village of Murnau. The victims were 23 and 36. The Russian suspect reportedly is 57. Investigators have not disclosed what a possible motive might have been in the Saturday night murders. Jason Walker reporting.
Protests causing problems on campuses nationwide. Administrators wondering about graduation. Townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Britain's King Charles gets back on the public clock Tuesday.
Buckingham Palace has said that Britain's King Charles III will resume public duties after cancer treatment. The King is back. The 75-year-old British monarch will resume duties following a three-month break. During that time, he focused on his treatments for an undisclosed type of cancer. Charles will aptly mark the milestone by visiting a cancer treatment centre as his first public appearance. Several more state duties will follow. A major one will be to host a state visit by the Emperor and Empress of Japan in June. Karen Chamas, London.
Nigerian defense officials say Harry and Meghan will visit the West African nation in May for talks about the Invictus Games, which he founded to aid the rehabilitation of service members and veterans. A couple expected to make the trip after a service at London's St. Paul Cathedral marking the 10th anniversary of the Games. More at Town Hall. Leases for federal offshore tracts for wind energy production up for 5 years.
The plan was announced by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. It calls for up to a dozen offshore energy lease sales beginning this year and continuing through 2028. Three of the anticipated sales would be for Gulf of Mexico tracts. Other sales would be for the Central Atlantic, the Gulf of Maine, Oregon, California, Hawaii, and an area of the Atlantic known as the New York Bight, as well as an unspecified U.S. territory. John Scott reporting.
Federal officials investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system actually did enough to make sure drivers pay attention on the road. Tesla's reported 20 more crashes involving autopilot since the recall, raising concerns about the effectiveness of the remedy. The recall involved more than 2 million vehicles, nearly everything Tesla had sold at the time. More at townhall.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a holiday weekend, but we're here when a lot of shows this weekend are canned. People are out and about, but I'm here. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing vital health information with you. And we got lots of interesting stories to share with you. We also have some phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. A bunch of people took advantage of that by recording questions. We'll tackle some of those questions later in the program. And we also have open lines today, so you can call us. You've got a medical dilemma. You have a question about nutrition. We're here. We're live, and we're available for your phone calls. Also, we're going to talk a lot about some of the events of the week. So we've got a loaded program for you as you relax on a Labor Day weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go on this theme. 25 years ago, when I was working for radio station WOR in New York City, the advertising department would come to me with pitches that were for sponsors. And one of the pitches was for a service that would be allowing people to get a whole body CT scan for early detection of disease. And they said, this is going to be a great sponsor. They got a lot of sponsor bucks. And in addition, they're going to offer you a free whole body CT scan so that you can look inside every cell of your body to determine if you have an incipient blood vessel problem, potentially a cancer, catch it early, and therefore prevent yourself a lot of hardship down the line. And I said no to that sponsor because I was well aware that if you scan the average body of the average healthy person, you're going to find some stuff. You're going to find some suspicious stuff. And in medicine, we call these things incidentalomas. The key word here is incidental. These are incidental findings. Another word for them is what I call schmutz, which means little areas that are calcified or unclear or showing some sort of anomaly that isn't necessarily a surefire sign of a serious problem, but that demands further evaluation. Many of you have experienced this. Maybe you've had, you've had an x-ray for a potential fracture, and then they find something in your lung, and they say, well, it's not necessarily cancer, but it's a little suspicious, so we're going to have to repeat the test. We're going to do, instead of an x-ray, this time we'll do a CT scan with even more radiation, and then we're going to have to monitor every 6 months to see if it changes, and so on down the line. Recently had a situation where someone had a test that revealed she thought she had a hip problem. So they did an MRI of her hip, and then it turned out that something was maybe going on in her uterus, and then a bunch of unnecessary tests were performed. Leads us to a story in People magazine, which is a very, very interesting. My cell phone is talking to me.
I'm still not sure working. Why.
That's interesting. Let's see if I can turn that off. This leads me to a story in People magazine in which Kim Kardashian is encouraging her fans to screen for cancer after herself getting a $2,500 full-body scan herself. Now, Kim Kardashian is notable for not having any particular attributes other than being an influencer and a reality show star. She, to my knowledge, doesn't dance. She doesn't act, except in reality shows. But she's an influencer. And she has 363 million Instagram followers. And you can make a lot of money being an influencer, even if you have a few thousand followers. She is encouraging her 363 million Instagram followers to screen for cancer after getting a full body scan. So she's talking about her experience with a pre-Nuvo machine that she described as, quote, life changing. She writes on Instagram beneath a picture of her wearing black scrubs. She always has tailored outfits, and in this case, this is medically appropriate. She's wearing scrubs. The Prenuvo full body scan has the ability to detect cancer and diseases such as aneurysms in its earliest stages, before symptoms arise. It was like getting an MRI for an hour with no radiation. It has really saved some of my friends' lives, and I just wanted to share hashtag not an ad. Well, technically, it's not an ad, but she's an influencer, and she gets paid for these appearances. And a bunch of stars have gotten into this. People push back on this. One person wrote, Kim, this is for wealthy people. People can't afford food right now. Another said, the the fact majority of society can't even afford insurance for a simple wellness checkup. But that'd be one thing. You know, the cost of these things not covered by insurance is one thing. But the usefulness of these things is also a concern. Because what they're saying here is that the healthcare community has been debating elective full-body MRI screenings for years. The concern has been whether these scans will actually enhance care and the quality of it, or whether they'll just inflate prices. Moreover, they can reveal a lot of stuff that leads to unnecessary testing, unnecessary expense, unnecessary hardship, and even harm to patients. Because, by the way, CT scans, not MRIs, but CT scans deliver a lot of radiation. And the more you have, the more you increase potentially the risk for cancers down the line that are caused by radiation. The American College of Radiology has said in its official position on these things that there is not, and I'm quoting, not sufficient evidence to justify recommending total body screenings for patients with no clinical symptoms, risk factors, or a family history suggesting underlying disease or serious injury. In other words, yeah, okay, maybe you're a smoker, okay? Yeah, maybe then it is merited because you have a higher risk of cancer, but maybe you just want to get a targeted MRI to your lungs to see if indeed you have early cancer, which these days, if treated early, may increase your chances of survival, not necessarily because lung cancer is very hard to treat. So the problem here is that, according to the American Academy of Family Physicians, who also has a position paper on this, whole body scanning has a risk of false positive findings that can result in unnecessary testing procedures with additional risks, including considerable exposure to radiation with CT scans and sometimes PET scans. PET scans even add to the amount of radiation that you get. There is indeed an increase in the possibility of developing cancer later in life from these radiation exposures and accruing, of course, additional medical costs as a result. So the influencers like Kim Kardashian, often for personal gain, exposure, and fortune, push unproven medical treatments and interventions. And, you know, really, they have a responsibility because they make a lot of money. They have a lot of followers. They're telling people to make what could be life, not necessarily life-saving, but life-changing decisions that are not medically substantiated. So there you have it, my view on screening with whole body scans, not yet ready for prime time. Maybe in a future date, improved technology will help light up things that are certain to be cancer, that are certain to make a difference. But unfortunately, the technology doesn't deliver on what seems like a pretty reasonable premise. Early detection can save lives. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies
and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Percent of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And let's talk to John in Connecticut. Hi, John.
Happy Labor Day to your you and your family and your workers there that are helping you put on the show.
Yeah.
Nice day. String of nice days. Let me just say first, I called about just one thing. It was about the insulin, Lantus, and I take 23 units a day. I'm 63 years old, and I was trying to see if I could wean myself down off of that with berberine. Now, how little do I have to take in order to do that?
Well, here's the thing. I think you're a frequent caller, John. Because I'm familiar with your situation because you say, I'm on insulin. And every time I talk to you, I say, well, why are you on insulin? What's going on that makes you require insulin?
And I'll tell you. I went to see you years ago, and you said you probably never get off of insulin. So I'm just doctor, 14, 35 units. And I was like, I'm eating too much because of that.
Exactly. Because hold on. Because insulin puts you on a merry-go-round of eating more to make sure that your blood sugar doesn't go super low. Because people who have low blood sugar from excess insulin, sometimes they get logy, they fall down, they hurt themselves, they pass out. They can pass out on the subway platform, and then people walk around them thinking that they're a junkie who's overdosed, and it can be really problematic. So, therefore, you got to keep eating to maintain an adequate blood sugar in the face of high insulin dosing. So the less insulin you're on, the better off you are. The insulin also puts fat in your body. That's a cardiovascular risk factor in itself. So I guess I personally saw you, so I weighed in with the possibility that you may really require insulin long term. What's your height and weight?
I'm 180. I think I can lose weight too, like my brother. He's down lower than me, but he's 71. But I want to tell you what I did. I took recently, I had high blood pressure and it came down to normal, completely normal, like a 20-year-old, because I took fish oil and B-complex vitamins. And that B-complex vitamins are helping me lose weight. I feel more energetic. It does so many things. I can't believe it. If a diabetic is out there not taking B-complex, they should be on a real good high-dose B-complex.
Agreed. So your question is about the berberine. And berberine has effects similar to metformin. It helps to sensitize the cells to insulin. It makes you more insulin, instead of insulin resistant, more insulin sensitive. And it can, I don't know your predicament. You know, you'd have to come back and see me because I'm not really sure what's going on here, why you really do require insulin. Some people do. Late onset diabetics sometimes lapse from being able to control their blood sugar with oral medications like Jardiance and like metformin. And now there's evidence, obviously, that these weight loss drugs, Ozempic, Mounjaro, things like that, that they can help diabetics lose the weight that's necessary to reduce their dependency on insulin. So I don't know what kind of medical management you're getting. But in 2023, there are a lot of options for people who seem to require insulin, but insulin may be ultimately to their detriment because it helps to prevent them from losing weight. Insulin itself takes a toll on the body when there's excess amounts of insulin. We know that from type 2 diabetics who are not taking insulin, but they have high level blood levels of insulin, and that has deleterious effects on blood pressure ultimately increases cardiovascular risk while controlling blood sugar. You get the blood sugar down, but there may be a trade-off. So someone in your medical management has decided that insulin is required, has prescribed it. There may be ways for you to reduce it. Yes, berberine is one of the plausible things. Chiolic aged garlic extract seems to also have a beneficial effect, and certainly fish oil may be helpful. Come on down, and maybe we can figure out what's going on. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we'll talk about horseshoe crabs. They play an important role in medicine, but They're an endangered species, so something's got to be done about it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CBD Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday. Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman on a holiday weekend. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day sojourns. And I've got the TV monitor on in the studio, on mute, of course, during the show, as I watch the Colorado TCU game, the TCU Horned Dogs, Horned Frogs, not Horned Dogs, Horned Frogs, playing Colorado. Colorado's coached by Deion Sanders, blast from the past, and a real kind of vignette about how aging can be tough. Sanders, who was a premier college football player and a speed demon of a guy on the field during his NFL career with various teams, the 49ers, the Cowboys, Falcons, Redskins, Baltimore Ravens, as a kick returner, as a wide receiver, real fast on his feet. He's now coaching Colorado. And the camera focused in on him as he was limping down the sidelines. And Sanders went through a medical crisis where he developed blood clots in his legs. He was in a wheelchair for much of 2021. And he had a couple of toes amputated. And it was discovered that he had a family history of predisposition to blood clots. And there are certain genetic things that make people prone to that. There are screens, blood screens, that can detect these genetic predispositions. But normally, you're not screened for these things routinely until you have a potentially life-threatening blood clot, a deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. And these can be really dangerous and threaten amputation. Often amputation is related to diabetes, but that was not the case with Deion Sanders. And so he is truly an example of how sometimes spectacular athletes, even at a relatively young age, may encounter health problems. Right, this item has to do with horseshoe crabs. And horseshoe crabs are familiar to me because where I vacation in the water, right in front of my house, you can see these fascinating animals that are coming to shore. Certain times of the year, the females come to lay their eggs, and they drift across the bottom of the sea, and they're like a blast from the prehistoric past. They're animals that were probably around 300 million years ago, and they have survived through the extinction of many species, the dinosaurs and whatnot, and they're just amazing creatures. They also play a role in medicine via something called the limulus assay. There's a need in medicine to make sure that especially things that are injected, not so much things that are taken as oral medications, but injectable medications, need to be pure and free of what are called endotoxins. thing, contaminants that can set up serious reactions if injected. And there is something in the blood of horseshoe crabs that reacts with endotoxins and turns a certain color, so that commercial tests to assess the safety of intravenous products are often used. You often use the limulus assay, which requires that horseshoe crabs be harvested and some of their blood is removed, but then they're turned back loose in the wild. It's a little like vampirism by humans to horseshoe crabs. They are bled for their blood, which is blue. And it's estimated that the mortality rates for horseshoe crabs after bleeding are maybe as high as 30%. Whatever the case is, the horseshoe crab population is considered to have declined substantially. They've also been overfished for bait by fishermen. Its eggs provide necessary food for migratory birds. And there's some migratory birds that actually travel from the lowest reaches of South America to the Arctic, 10,000 miles, with the season changes. And they eat the eggs of the horseshoe crab. But the birds are endangered because the horseshoe crab population is declining. Prior to discovery that the horseshoe crab blood contained this substance limulus, previous endotoxic testing involved injecting rabbits with these intravenous things and waiting to see if they get a fever, okay, which is also not very humane. So they thought, well, it's more humane to use the horseshoe crabs. All right, fast forward to the present. Horseshoe crab blood in drug safety testing, it may not be needed much longer because they've come up with synthetic alternatives which have been hailed as a monumental positive change. Many of the companies that used to use the limulus assay are now switching to bioengineered assays. Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, all the big companies are getting together and they're saying, no, we're not going to use this horseshoe crab stuff anymore. We've graduated to the era where we can spare the horseshoe crabs bloodletting and we can use a new synthetic assay to prove the safety of things that we're going to inject into humans. All right, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information to order. And you may say, well, great, astaxanthin sounds good. I'll go to Amazon and I'll order some. Problem is, and this is commendable work that's been undertaken by the folks at now Vitamins, also makers of the professional line Protocol for Life Balance, which is even more stringently quality controlled. They did a survey of products available on Amazon, and they looked specifically at astaxanthin, and what they found is that a very high percentage of products purporting to contain astaxanthin didn't meet the product label claims. When they said six, there was two, or sometimes there was none. It was all over the place. So you really want to go to a manufacturer whose products are the highest quality, you conscientiously test for potency and guarantee that their products deliver what's on the label. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, they have been saying for a really long time that the culprit in heart disease is cholesterol and saturated fat. But sugar has been relatively ignored as a cause of heart disease. And doubts have now been cast on the role of saturated fat and cholesterol. Some studies suggest that there's not really a correlation between intake of saturated fat and cholesterol. And especially if you are on a low-carbohydrate diet where you're avoiding sugar and refined carbohydrates, saturated fat and cholesterol may make little difference at all. Here's a study. A study looking at nearly 10,000 heart disease cases over 40 years. And what they found is that, and the 10,000 heart disease cases were culled from a large study, the Nurses Health Study, as well as the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study of nearly 39,000 males. So looking at well over 100,000 individuals, nearly 10,000 of whom developed heart disease over 40 years, the study aimed to investigate the associations of individual dietary sugars with heart disease risk. And here's what they found. Calorie for calorie, because there's no question that if you eat a lot of sugar and you eat more fat, you're going to get fat, and that's going to increase your risk of heart disease. So, yeah, the fat contributes to risk. But if you compare toe-to-toe, calorie for calorie, the hazard risk of intake of total sugar and added sugar was positively associated with cardiovascular risk. What's interesting in this study is they found that the sugar contributed by fruits and vegetables, however, was not associated with coronary risk. So their conclusion is that intakes of total sugar, added sugar, and fructose from added sugar and juice, and by the way, fructose is often added to fruit juice, to what are called fruit drinks, because you can't call something adulterated with added sugar a fruit juice. It becomes a fruit drink because sugar is added. But the fructose from whole fruits and vegetables not associated with heart disease risk, but intakes of sugar from added sugar and juice were associated with higher coronary risk. So it's the kind of thing that is a smoking gun for the food industry, because let's say something has been shown to increase the risk of lung cancer, like cigarettes. Well, heart disease, let's face it, heart disease kills maybe 10 times more people than lung cancer does. And if it's been decided that cigarettes are the cause of lung cancer and heart disease death, and now sugar has been established as the cause of coronary death, well, isn't it time to focus on sugar the way we've focused on tobacco as a risk factor for some of the major causes of death in America? Think about it. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns Bucking by the River May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fonnie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a holiday weekend. 877-726-8255, our number, and we have a call from Sandy in Wisconsin. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What's your question, Sandy?
I'm scheduled for a total shoulder and reverse shoulder arthroplasty surgery, and I was told that I'm going to need somebody to help me afterwards, and I live alone and don't have anybody to help me, and I'm wondering if I can take care of myself, what this is going to involve.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know what the specific requirements are for shoulder replacement surgery. It is, from the standpoint of dependency on help, it's a little less than knee replacement or hip replacement, but surely you're going to find yourself limited in terms of your ability to take care of yourself. If you live alone, you have to prepare food for yourself. If you have to do certain things around the house, if you have to shop, for example. So it sounds like you're going to need a little help short term. You say you don't have anybody around. You may have to, you know, go out there and hire somebody to get help.
Well, the help because that I need, I don't need help with those things, but the help I need with, I didn't know what it's going to be like with the dressing. And they say that an arm mobilizer needs to be put on and taken off. And,
well, I think that's what, you know, typically, yeah, that's what happens. You know, I recall that when I was working in the hospital, it's been many years since I worked in the hospital, but what we would do with cases like this is we'd hand people over to the, quote, social worker. I don't know what they call them these days in the hospital. But these people work closely with discharge planning. In other words, they plan not just what happens in the hospital, but what's going to happen when you go home. Because there's no point in doing an operation, sending a patient home, and then the patient experiences difficulty, has a problem, and then ends up bouncing back into the hospital. So usually the hospital arranges for some kind of aftercare. And to a large extent, that's often included, bundled into the surgery. It's considered an essential component of the surgery, and it's covered by insurance. I mean, look, surely if you are rich, you can say, well, I'm going to hire a private duty nurse who's going to sleep on a cot in my living room and cater to my every whim for the few days or a couple of weeks until I'm able to take care of myself, you know, deal with the aftercare, like, you know, removing and replacing the dressing, making sure that the wound is healing properly, that kind of thing. But that's usually handled as part of, you know, any kind of surgical intervention. So that should be, that shouldn't be that much of a problem. Here's an item that talks about, you know, washing the bedding and washing the pillows, how often should you do that? It seems like I'm always washing and washing and washing the bedding, and I wonder, you know, is it overkill? Because, you know, after a while, those pillowcases wear out, and you have to replace them. So maybe I'd get more mileage out of my pillowcases if I didn't wash them so darn often. Well, it turns out I'm right about it. Unwashed pillowcases contain more bacteria than toilet seats, according to a report. It says here that an unwashed pillowcase could harbor 3 million bacteria after just a week. It's about 17,000 times more than the average toilet seat, according to a new report. Okay, here's what happens. Allergens, fungi, and dead skin are among the things that accumulate on pillowcases, and they can attract dust mites, which feed on human skin. Yuck. And microscopic critters, like bacteria, fungus, because you get into bed and you contaminate your bed linens with dead skin cells, about 50 million per day. There's sweat, there's makeup, there's lotions, hair, anything else you picked up during the day through contact, certainly some bacteria, some viruses, pollen, pet dander, mold, dirt particles. So wash your pillowcases frequently because, hey, you're putting your face in them. and you're inhaling all that junk. That's not good for allergies and potentially for infections. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Campus demonstrators may be facing a tough road ahead.
Students around the nation are being arrested, suspended, put on probation, and in rare cases, expelled from college for participating in the pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Their plight has become a central part of the protest, with some faculty now demanding amnesty for the protesters. At issue is whether law enforcement will clear the students of charges or whether the suspensions and legal records may follow them the rest of their lives. Jason Walker reporting.
Meanwhile, on NBC's Meet the Press, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says administrators need to hold protesters to certain standards of civility.
I think it's a dangerous situation. You said pro-Palestinian. There's also anti-Semitism, which is completely unacceptable. I've been shocked to see that in this country. First responsibility is the administrations of these colleges. That's the first responsibility.
President Biden again spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, White House saying Mr. Biden reiterated his clear position as Israel plans to invade Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, despite global concern for more than 1 million Palestinians sheltering there. The U.S. opposes the invasion on humanitarian grounds. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby tells ABC's This Week the U.S. military is getting closer, though, to completing a pier in southern Gaza to help bring in humanitarian aid supplies.
It certainly will help increase the volume of aid that's getting into Gaza, but nothing can replace, quite frankly, nothing can replace the ground routes and the trucks that are getting in.
Israel among the countries Secretary of State Blinken visiting as he returns to the Middle East on Monday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says he's hopeful the Federal Reserve can bring down inflation without causing a recession.
Dimon adds he wouldn't rule out more troubling possibilities, such as stagflation. Speaking to the AP at a Chase branch opening in the Bronx, Dimon says he remains cautious about the U.S. economy. He also says inflation may be stickier for longer, and that stagflation is on the list of possible things that could happen to our economy. Dimon also reiterated his support for an independent Fed.
Andrew Stewart reports that stagflation occurs when the economy is weak or in recession, yet prices keep moving higher. Human rights groups and diplomats criticizing a law quietly passed by the Iraqi parliament over the weekend that would impose heavy prison sentences on gay and transgender people. The law passed Saturday with little notice as an amendment to the country's existing anti-prostitution law. This is SRNNTownHall.com. Delta Airlines raising pay for flight attendants and other non-union workers by 5%.
The airline is also boosting starting pay for all its U.S. jobs to at least $19 an hour. The pay raises come as Delta braces for another attempt by a union to represent its flight attendants. The Association of Flight Attendants hopes to qualify for another vote among Delta cabin crews by year's end.
Jeremy House reports that Union President Sarah Nelson says Delta's huge profits should translate into an industry-leading pay and benefits package for flight attendants, but they're not. Dubai International Airport, the world's busiest for international travel, moving its operations to the state's second sprawling airfield in its southern desert reaches within the next 10 years in a project that's worth nearly $35 billion. Be sure to check out more on these stories by logging on at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Someone go tell Kermit it's definitely easy being green. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. While the left blames corporate America, not only are green companies not paying taxes, they're getting $1.8 trillion of your taxpayer money. Why did we pass the Inflation Reduction Act again? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first is the second half of an episode of The Life of Riley. And then later we shift to the dramas, as Barry Thompson is the voice of the librarian hosting The Crime Club. At the end of our last show, Chester A. Riley was attempting to teach Tiger a few new tricks. Or rather, any tricks. You see, Tiger is Junior's new dog, and he's proving problematic. Let's find out how things are going as we head back to February 11th,
1945. Riley! Riley, are you asleep?
Yes.
Oh, do you hear that dog?
Dog?
No, don't worry. He'll quiet down soon.
Oh, you've been saying he'd quiet down for 5 hours now.
Yeah, but he's got to get weaker sometime. Oh, he stopped.
The neighbors will call the police.
What? They wouldn't arrest him. He's a minor. I mean, he's only a pup. Shut up, Tiger!
Oh, dear, do you want us to lose our lease?
Oh, I know how to stop that noise. Sleeping pills.
Riley, you're not going to give that puppy sleeping pills.
Oh, I'm going to take them.
You're responsible for that dog. Now go out there and stay with him. Poor little thing's lonesome for his mother.
Well, so am I, but do I bark all night? I ain't sleeping in no garage to hold those dog's head, I can tell you that.
You better.
I won't do it, Pat.
Yes, you will, Chester.
No, I will. All right, I will. What a life. No wonder Lassie left home. Oh, tigers, stop licking my face. Now, lay down. Go to sleep. Yeah. That's a good boy. Yeah. Oh, that's better. Now, take your cold snoot out of my ear. And look, just between you and me, Tiger, this is no place for you. First thing tomorrow, I'm finding you a new home. Now, don't take it like that. Now, Mother knows best.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, dear.
School. What are you knitting?
Well, I'm knitting a sweater for that puppy of yours.
Oh, gosh, Mom, you're beginning to like Tiger, too. Well, I better go out to the garage and take a look at him. I ain't seen him since this morning.
All right. See, knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two. For goodness sake, Riley, you're home early.
I've got some news for somebody, and I want you to help me break it kind of gentle.
Well, I have a little surprise for you, too, Riley. See what I'm doing?
Well, yeah, you're knitting. Knitting? Peg, what are you knitting?
What does it look like?
It's a little... Peg, you don't mean that... Darling.
Well, after all, if we're going to have one, we have to look after it.
Well, yes, that's right, sweetheart. But Peg, when did you first know about...
Well, when I knew you had your mind set on it, I decided to cooperate.
Yeah, but Peg... This is so sudden. Why didn't you tell me sooner?
I didn't think it was so important.
Not important. Why?
I mean, it doesn't concern you.
It doesn't concern... Why, Dumplin', I'm your husband, ain't I?
Chester Riley, what's got into you? Well, this sweater's for Junior's dog.
No child of mine is going to eat bone.
Riley, what did you think?
Not, but stop knitting.
Why?
Well, that dog we ain't got. I give him away this morning to a fellow I know, Henry Miller. He'll take good care
Chester
of
Chester Riley.
Well, what's the matter? You didn't like him.
I did, too. And Junior's wild about him. You want to break that boy's heart?
But you...
Pop, my dog is gone. I can't find him. Tiger's lost.
No, he's not lost. I promise you, I'll get him back.
But I'll never see him.
You'll
again.
Have him
he's
back
lost.
Here by
Don't
6 o'clock,
me,
Junior. Now,
I'll
stop
never see
falling.
Him again.
He ain't far, Junior. 6 o'clock. I swear he'll be here by 6 o'clock. Hello, Miller. Look, Miller, this is Riley. Yeah, about that pup I gave you. Look, I'm coming over to take him back because I got my... What? What? He ran away. You can't find him. What a revolting development this is. Hey,
Hitchhiker! Hitchhiker!
Well, ain't you lost in this part of town, Mr. Riley?
No, I ain't lost, Mr. Regan. I've been walking around for hours.
Oh, you got the wrong shoes there for walking. Now take a look at these shoes I got on. Call them a thousand miles.
Yeah, I heard that before. I ain't got time now, Mr. Regan. Hitchhiker! Hitchhiker!
Poor fella. His feet must be extra bad tonight. Now, puppy, you lie quiet in old Pop Egan's mailbag. We'll find you a good home someplace.
Mr. Johnson, that puppy don't seem to be anywhere in town, and he ain't down here at the dog pound. What am I going to do, Mr. Johnson?
Now, Mr. Riley, I'll do what I can. That's what the dog catcher is for.
Listen, that sounds like Tiger now.
Oh, that's me. It's my nervous condition. Yeah, I get a catch in my throat whenever I'm excited. Oh. I hate to see a dog lost. I love dogs, and dogs love me. We understand each other.
I might as well give up. I combed the town with fine teeth. If he ain't here, I don't know where else he'd be.
Oh, he'll turn up. Usually a lost dog don't wait for me to go after him. Comes in and gives himself up.
Even a little puppy like this one? How would he know?
Oh, word of mouth. One dog tells another. Dogs have a nose for news.
What did you say? You ought to know. Well, I might as well go home and take my medicine.
Oh, Mr. Riley, don't go away with your tail between your legs. Why, if I had a son and something like this happened, I'd have a heart-to-heart talk with him.
Is that you?
Junior. Hello.
Where's my dog, Pop?
Junior, to tell the truth, the fact is, it's like this, Junior.
You didn't find them, did you?
Well, not yet, Junior.
How could he get out of our garage and get lost?
Well, Junior, your dog ain't exactly lost. Junior, sit down here on the steps a second here. Now, look, you see, I mean, you get the idea? I mean, Junior, I gave your dog away.
Pop, you gave him away?
Yeah, to make peace in the neighborhood. And then I tried to get him back, but he was gone, and now I can't find him. I'll do anything you say to make it up to you, Junior.
Don't say no more, Pop. I'll get over it. Don't worry. I forgive you, Pop.
Oh, gee, thanks,
Junior. After all, you're my own father. You coming in, Pop?
No. I'm all mixed up. I'm going to sit on the steps here and blow out my brains with fresh air. Good night, Junior. You forgave me, but I'd rather he bawled me out.
Well. Is that you, Mr. Riley?
Yeah, Mr. Regan, it's me.
I see you sitting there, and says I to myself...
I know, my feet hurt me, so I need a new hat.
I says to myself, now there is the very man I'm looking for.
I don't want to talk right now, Mr. Regan.
I know just what'll cheer Mr. Riley up, I say.
I know 1,000-mile shoes like you're wearing, but...
You know how it is with a mailman. He walks the same route every day, and he has some funny experiences, you see? Now, you take this morning...
Mr. Egan, my mind ain't really on course.
There I was, walking along like always, and of course, there was all the dogs on my route trailing along. Dogs sure love to follow the mailman.
Every job's got its drawbacks.
So, I noticed one little pup that couldn't hardly keep up with the parade.
I got plenty of my own troubles, Mr. Egan.
So, I says to myself, says I, this little pup is lost. So, what did I do?
I'm going to have our mailbox taken down.
I'll tell you what I did. I picked the pup up and I carried him along in my mail sack. Got him here now. You want to see the puppy?
No, my shoes are okay. I'm going in. Good night.
Good night.
Puppy! Mr. Regan, Mr. Egan, did you say puppy? Puppy?
Hey, this one. Here in my mail pouch. Here, wait, I'll show you. Come on, boy.
Tiger, it's our dog.
My stars, Mr. Riley. You two must have met before.
We was roommates in the garage. Thanks, Mr. Egan. Excuse me. Junior. Junior. Junior, I found your dog. I told you I'd get him back for you.
Poor Mr. Riley. Crazy as a loon. Them shoes of his have gone to his head.
That dog, I'll...
Riley, what's gotten into you? I thought you were crazy about Tiger. You've been raving about how cute and smart he is.
Sure, he's smart. Show you how smart he is. Remember yesterday you were begging me to give up smoking?
Yes.
Well, that dog must have heard you. He just ate up a whole box of my cigars.
From February 11, 1945, The Life of Riley and the episode Training Junior's Dog. William Bendix was Chester with Paula Winslow as Peg. All right, up next year on Win Radio Was, we shift to the dramas and Murder on a Margin. It's an episode of The Crime Club, which begins right after this.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon. Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and a program that adapted stories from publisher Doubleday's Crime Club mystery series. The librarian was voiced by Barry Thompson. And in this Jock McGregor-directed episode, listen for Joe DeSantis as Nick, Julie Stevens as Joan, Dan Acco as both Larry Carson and Sasha, Helen Shields is Ruth Carson, Shirley Oliver is Carl Hamill, and Jack McBride plays Lieutenant Riley. It's from May 22nd, 1947.
Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I'm the librarian. Murder on Margin? Yes, we have that crime club story for you. Come right over. Here. Good. Take the easy chair by the window. Comfortable? The book is on this shelf. Here it is, Murder on Margin by Robert George Dean. The very intriguing story of the stocks of passion and the bonds of death. Let's look at it under the reading lamp. It is late evening in a room of a shabby hotel in Midtown Manhattan. A trim, slick-haired man is eyeing the blonde girl sitting near him on the sofa. He watches her carefully as she pours herself a drink.
You're hitting the bottle tonight, ain't you, Joan? That's the fourth one you've had.
So what?
Nothing. Only when you start guzzling like that, it's a cinch something's eaten.
I told you I was tired.
Okay, baby, okay. Come here.
Oh, please, Nick, don't.
Yeah, you are tired, ain't you?
Well, what do you expect? You know better than anyone else what a day I put in.
You've had tougher days.
Maybe I have. Maybe I'm just getting sick of being a manicurist.
Well, I can't blame you for that. I'm not crazy about being a barber, either. Joan.
What?
Maybe you'll be able to quit your job soon.
How?
You know Larry Carson, don't you?
Who?
Larry Carson, stockbroker. You know, the guy in the brokerage house a couple of doors from my shop?
Oh. Oh, yeah, I think I've done his nails.
Sure, sure, you have, lots of times.
Well?
He's a smart trader. Knows the market inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been giving some tips to Tony, who cuts his hair. And Tony's made himself quite a bundle.
So what?
So I've been talking to Tony, and he's going to pass them tips on to me.
Oh.
I'm going to start right away. Just as soon as Carson gets back.
Gets back?
Yeah. He told Tony today he was leaving town on a business trip. But he won't be gone long. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I think it's a swell idea, Nick.
You bet it is. Pretty soon I'll have some real dough and then... come here, baby.
Don't, Nick.
Just a little kiss, honey.
Don't.
Hey, you act like I'm poison or something. I said come here.
And I said let's go on my wrist. Let's go.
Hey. You got a bracelet on under your sleeve.
You're crazy.
Am I? Come on, let me see it.
No.
Let me see it.
My arm.
Just a minute, sweetheart. Okay.
Give me back that bracelet.
Shut up. Diamonds, huh? Why, you dirty two-time in love. Who's the guy? I asked you, who's the guy?
Larry Carson gave it to me.
Carson?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, Nick. I swear, I've been playing him for a sucker, that's all.
Playing him for a sucker?
Yeah, just getting all I could out of him for the two of us. No, Nick, don't!
For the two of us, huh? Come on, get up. Get up, I said. Joan. Joan.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Get out. Get out!
Okay. I'm going. So long, sweetheart.
Larry.
Yes, Ruth?
It's rather late.
I'm quite aware of that.
Well, you mentioned that you wanted to turn in early.
Still the dutiful wife, eh? Well, I have some market reports I want to study.
Oh.
Answer that, will you?
Hello? Oh. Yes, just a minute. It's for you, Larry.
For me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Larry. This is Joan Randall.
I thought I told you never to call this number.
I know what you told me, but I had to talk to you. Tried the other place and couldn't get you.
I see. All right, what do you want?
I heard you were taking a little trip tomorrow.
Yes?
I thought we had a date.
Sorry, I meant to call you about that before I left.
Oh, you meant to, huh?
Yes, it came up suddenly. It's just a routine business trip. I'll be back in a few days.
I don't like it.
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm not. I've had the feeling for some time now that you wanted to brush me off.
What?
I want to warn you, Larry. Don't do it.
I shall do whatever I please.
Yeah? Well, get this through your head, Mr. Carson. You'll pay off or else. Hello? Did you hear me? I said you'll...
This one didn't like it either, did she?
She'll learn.
It's convenient to have a wife, isn't it, Larry? It must sound convincing when you tell them I won't give you a divorce.
Yes, I guess it does.
Larry, when are you going to set me free?
Soon.
You've been saying that for months now. Carl and I want to be married, and I want a clean start. That's why I haven't begun any action myself.
Yes?
We don't want to wait any longer. I want a divorce now.
Very moving appeal, my dear. But I confess I don't understand it. You and Carl Hamill? Why, he's strictly a lightweight.
Is he? Then why did you ask him to be a partner in your firm?
Well, it's quite simple, Ruth. I needed some money. Now, I'm sorry I took him in.
So is Carl.
I don't doubt it.
Larry.
Hmm?
I heard you mention something about a business trip.
Well?
If you were to stay away a long time, it would delay my divorce.
Hmm. That's quite an idea.
Yes. I've got another idea, too, Larry.
Oh? What is it?
I'm afraid I'd better keep this one to myself.
Oh, Mr. Hamill.
Oh, good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Well, yes, at least I hope so. I'd like to see Mr. Carson.
Well, Mr. Carson is a very busy man.
Oh, I know, Mr. Hamill. I've been waiting here outside his office since 9:45, and now it's 9:40.
I see. Well, I was just going in to see Mr. Carson myself. I'll tell him that you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, by the way, what's your name?
Pat Barton.
Pat Barton? The private detective?
Why, yes. I want to consult him about some stocks.
Oh. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. Do you mind if I glance at the ticker?
No.
Thanks. Let's see. Commercial Solutions, 31.5. Say, that looks like a pretty good stock, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Might go up to 32.
Yes, Larry, I will. Oh, was that last order 29.25? Right. Oh, Mr. Barton.
Yes, Mr. Hamill.
I told Mr. Carson you were waiting. He'll see you in 15 minutes.
Oh, thank you. Meanwhile, I'll just keep my eye on the ticker.
Fine. See you later.
Right. Let's see. Salt preferred, 20.25. Alliance.
All right, Mr. Barton. I think we can go in now.
Okay, Mr. Hamill.
Oh, Larry, this is... Well, that's funny. He isn't here.
You're wrong, Mr. Hamill. Look, on the floor near the desk.
Good Lord.
Someone put a rope around his neck and pulled it tight. Very tight.
I swear I don't know how you do it, Pat, but every time there's a murder, you're right in the middle of it.
Well, I'm sorry, Lieutenant Riley. It just happens. I don't arrange them.
No, huh? Well, the way you solve them sometimes makes me wonder. Okay, forget it. Let's take another look at the late Mr. Carson.
Okay.
Let's see. After he was strangled, he must have slipped to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But that would hardly account for his mussed-up appearance, though.
What do you mean?
Well, his shirt is half out. And his belt is twisted. Do you think that maybe he was just a sloppy dresser?
No, Lieutenant. You can see his suit was obviously just pressed. And look at the shine on his shoes.
Uh-huh.
I think the killer must have searched him.
For what? His wallet was still on him and nothing was missing from it.
Yes, but there wasn't much money in it.
Did
the medical examiner give you the time of death?
Yeah, probably between 10:15 and 10:30.
Uh-huh.
I suppose that tells you who the murderer is, sir.
Well, not quite, Lieutenant, but it helps.
Yeah, a lot. What gets me is how the killer got in and out. Now, there's Carson's private entrance leading to the hallway into the street, and that's locked.
Uh-huh.
And now, this door here to the main office, through which you entered. Now, you say that you were sitting right next to it from 9:45 to 10 on?
Yes, and the only one who entered was Carl Hamill.
Yeah. I think I'll have a little talk with that guy. Mr. Hamill?
Yes, Lieutenant?
Would you mind stepping in here?
Not at all.
Mr. Hamill, according to Mr. Barton here, you were the only one to enter this office.
Yes?
And that was about 20 after 10, a time when Carson might have been killed.
Now, what do you mean? You know that he was alive when I left the office.
Do we?
Well, of course, Mr. Barton. Well, you were sitting right at the door when I came out. You heard me turn around and ask him about that last quotation.
Yes, I heard you, but I didn't hear him.
Huh? Oh, that's right. I remember now. He didn't answer me. He just nodded.
Oh, I see. Mr. Hamill, excluding Mr. Carson, who had a key to the private entrance of this office?
Well, I believe Mrs. Carson had one.
Oh, she did, eh?
Yes, but surely you don't think that she had anything to do with this. Why, she couldn't...
Take it easy, Mr. Hamill.
Pat? Yes, Lieutenant?
One of my men reported that in the hallway leading from Carson's private entrance to the street is a door of a private club.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, there's a doorman posted at that door from 9 o'clock on. He'll be able to tell us just who entered this office by way of that private entrance.
Oh, good. Well, I get...
What's that? What is that?
Supply closet, Lieutenant.
Let me out.
Oh, there she is, behind the filing cabinet.
Oh.
Hey, give me a hand, will you? I can't seem to get out of here by myself.
All right. We'll just get this cabinet out of the way a bit. There we are. Okay, come on out.
Yeah, sure.
Why, Miss Randall...
You know this girl, Mr. Hamill?
Why, yeah, she's the manicurist at a barber shop a few doors down the street.
Oh, okay, Miss Randall, talk.
Huh?
She seems to be pretty drunk, Lieutenant.
Yeah. What were you doing in that closet, sister?
Who wants to know?
I'm Lieutenant Riley of the police.
Police?
Yes. Take a look at the floor near the desk.
Oh. Larry's dead, huh?
Uh-huh. You ought to know.
Me? I didn't do it.
No? How'd you get in here?
I had a key. Larry gave it to me.
Oh.
The louse was going to run out on me. I wanted to have a little talk with him.
Uh-huh.
And I got here early, before 9. Didn't want anybody to spot me coming in. I hid behind the cabinet in the closet.
How come you're so boiled?
Well, I knew it'd be a long wait, so I took a flask along. I was nervous. Before I knew it, the flask was empty. And then I passed out.
Uh-huh. Miss Randall, there's a keyhole in that closet door. Did you see or hear anything that might help us?
No, not a thing.
I see. Okay, sister. I'm going to send you home to sober up. But don't get any idea that you're out of this mess. I'm going to check on you all the way. Pat?
Yes, Lieutenant?
Get your hat. We'll start checking with the barber shop where she works.
You're listening to The Crime Club. We'll be right back with more after this.
MusicRewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations, such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits, Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place, the Best 100 Classical Hits Album, Ace of Spades, Guitar Instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20. Jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The global elites are waging a war on our financial freedom. They want to control our future through digital currencies and a cashless society. By eliminating cash, they can track every transaction, impose negative interest rates, and even freeze accounts at will. But patriots are fighting back by investing in physical gold. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon here. I believe gold is the answer. It safeguards your wealth better than any other asset. And even better, with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, you can move your retirement savings into tangible, real gold without paying taxes or penalties. Rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into physical gold could be the smartest financial move you ever make. To learn more, get your free info kit from Birch Gold by texting PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898. Take a stand for your financial future. Text PREPARE to 989898 right now to receive your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 doo-wop hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now the Crime Club and Murder on Margin.
Were you Carson's barber, Nick?
No, Lieutenant. Tony took care of him.
Oh, well, where is this Tony?
Well, it's been raining all morning. We were slow, and Tony and the others ducked out. They're probably chewing the fat in a cafeteria down the street.
Uh-huh. You got a manicurist named Joan Randall?
Yeah, she didn't show up this morning.
I don't think she'll be in today, Nick.
Huh? Well, what do you mean, Mr. Barton?
Why are you so nervous?
Well, Joan and me, we've been kind of going around together, and if anything's happened to her...
Well, nothing's happened to her yet.
But she's in quite a spot.
You see, we found her in Mr. Carson's closet.
Yeah?
She was pickled, Nick. Now, was that a habit of hers?
Well... When she's worried, she likes a couple of shots.
Uh-huh.
Nick, it seems that Joan and Mr. Carson were quite friendly. Did you know that?
Yeah, it didn't mean anything. He had a lot of dough and... well, you know how it is.
Yes, we know.
You don't think she killed Carson, do you?
We're not sure, Nick. But if you ask me, you're going to need a new manicurist.
For me, Lieutenant, it is unbelievable. I simply refuse to believe it.
I know, Sergeant, I know. But Carson's dead. You've got to help us.
Huh? Me help you? How?
What time were you at your post this morning?
What time? Why, 9 o'clock. In all my 23 years as doorman to this club, I arrive at 9 sharp. Not before, not later.
Uh-huh. And from your post, you can see anyone who enters the hallway to go to Mr. Carson's office.
Absolutely.
Sasha... Do you know Joan Randall, the manicurist from the barber shop around the corner?
You mean the blonde Barishki? Sure, I know her.
Did you see her enter the hallway this morning?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
She must have got here before 9, like she said.
Did you see anyone else, Sasha?
Yes. Just one person.
Who was it?
It was Mrs. Carson.
Mrs. Carson, eh? What time was that?
About quarter after... 10:20.
And she went down the hallway to Mr. Carson's office?
Yes.
Did you see her go in?
No. The hallway turns to the left. You can't see the door.
He's right, Lieutenant.
Okay. Now, I want you to be very careful about this next one, Sasha. When did she come out?
I don't know.
Huh?
You see, a little while after she came in, I had to call a cab for a member.
Yeah?
I was outside for a couple of minutes.
In other words, she could have slipped out during that time.
Correct.
Oh,
Sasha, would it have been possible for anyone else to have entered while you were outside?
No, this could not happen. When I went out, I looked up and down the street. There was nobody near enough to sleep in.
Oh, I see. Well, Lieutenant, what's next on the menu?
The Blue Plate Special, Mrs. Carson. Mrs. Carson,
Do you have any idea who might have murdered your husband?
No, Lieutenant.
I have.
Yes? Who?
You, Mrs. Carson.
Me?
Yes.
Why, that's absurd. Utterly absurd.
For your information, you were seen going down the hallway to your husband's office.
What?
Oh, come, Mrs. Carson. The identification was positive. You were there, weren't you?
Yes, Mr. Barton. But I didn't see Larry.
Huh?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I went up to the door of the office, and then I stopped.
Why?
The transom was open. I heard Carl, Mr. Hamill, talking to Larry. I lost my nerve and left.
What do you mean you lost your nerve?
Well, I guess I'd better tell you the whole story.
Yeah, I guess you'd better.
I'd wanted a divorce from Larry for some time. Without going into it, I can assure you I had very good reasons.
Yes, we met one of them.
Hmm?
Never mind, Mrs. Carson. Go on, please.
Well, I met Carl Hamill, my husband's partner. We fell in love. I told Larry about it and asked him for a divorce so that Carl and I could be married.
Mm-hmm.
Larry kept putting me off. Then last night I learned that he was taking a trip out of town. He said he'd be gone for only a short time.
Yes?
I had the feeling that he was up to something. You see, he was very spiteful. I felt that he was going to stay away to delay my divorce. I made up my mind that he wasn't going to get away with it.
Uh-huh.
This morning, I set out for his office for a showdown. I took a gun along.
A gun, huh?
Yes, but when I stood outside Larry's door and heard Carl's voice, I realized how foolish I'd been. I knew that I could never kill Larry.
Uh-huh.
I turned around and went home.
Mrs. Carson, did you hear what Mr. Hamill and your husband were talking about?
Yes. They were discussing some stock quotations.
Did Hamill mention the quotation on murder?
What do you mean? You don't think that Carl... Oh, no. He didn't kill Larry.
Of course not. He didn't. You didn't. Nobody did. Only the guy is dead and the commissioner wants to know why.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back to solve this Crime Club episode right after this.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
And now the conclusion of Murder on a Margin on WIN Radio One.
Hello?
Hello, Ruth?
Oh, Carl. I was hoping that you'd call.
You heard about Larry?
Yes. The police have just left.
Oh.
Carl, I'm afraid we're in trouble.
What? What's the matter?
I did something terribly foolish. I went to Larry's office this morning.
What? But why did you...
Wait, I didn't see him. When I got to the door... I heard you talking to him.
Oh.
I heard you quarreling.
Did you tell the police about it?
No. No, I told them you were discussing stock quotations. Carl, is there anything you want to tell me?
Ruth, you don't think I killed him, do you?
No.
But, darling, you sound as if...
I love you, Carl. No matter what happened, remember that. I love you.
Lieutenant, I made it as fast as I could. What's up?
I've got some more pieces for our puzzle.
You have?
Yes. Do you remember when we examined the corpse? You thought the killer had searched him?
Yes.
Yeah, you were right. And whoever it was made off with $100,000.
What?
I had a man go over the books at Carson's. There was $100,000 missing from the credit balances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it looks like Carson was going to take it on the lam, you see? And he figured on traveling light to throw everyone off guard.
Yes, probably just an overnight bag and the money. From the appearance of his disarranged clothing, I'd say he had the cash in a money belt.
Uh-huh.
Did you speak to Hamill about this?
Yes. Yes, and he was quite upset. Not only over the loss of the dough, he said. He was worried about the effect on the firm's business.
Mm. So, is there any way to trace that money?
No, and I haven't got the ghost of an idea who could have... Wait a minute.
Hmm?
Joan Randall. I've had the feeling that dame was holding something back.
You think she took it?
Either that or she knows who did. Come on, Pat. Let's get to her before she puts away another quart.
Maybe she's out, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Pat, but not the way you mean. She's probably hit that bottle again. Oh, there's no use. The door's locked.
I have a key, Lieutenant.
Huh?
A key that opens a lot of doors.
Oh, well, go ahead. Make believe I'm not looking.
Okay.
There we are. Now let's see. The light switch ought to be... Yeah, here it is. Well, I don't smell any liquor, so maybe... Holy smoke. She really is out. Look, for good...
Yes, whoever stabbed her wasn't kidding. She must have been lying on the bed. Well, that's odd.
What is?
Well, apparently, after she was stabbed, she still had enough strength to reach down and clutch one of her shoes from under the bed.
Yeah, she probably rolled over and held on to whatever came into her hand.
No, Lieutenant, shoes are usually placed together on the floor. And from the position of the one still there, she would have had to strain to get the shoe she's holding.
Yeah. Well, why do you think she grabbed it, Pat?
I think it was an attempt to tell us who murdered her.
Oh. Well, it's a woman's shoe. And the only other woman in the case is Mrs. Carson.
Mm.
Or maybe... Yeah. Yeah. While I was talking to Hamill about that money, he told me he used to be a shoe manufacturer.
What?
Yeah. Well, I guess that does it.
I'm not sure.
Huh?
There's something that keeps buzzing at the back of my mind. Something that... Why, of course. Larry Carson's shoes.
Larry Carson's shoes?
Yes. Now, there's just one thing we ought to check, Lieutenant. And then I think you'll be able to wrap this case up. Better keep back out of sight, Lieutenant.
Okay, Pat. I just wanted to make sure that Sasha is still sitting on that park bench.
Oh, don't worry. I've got my eye on him every second.
Are you certain your plan will work?
Well, I don't see how it can miss. A half hour ago, Sasha telephoned the killer. His message will force the murderer to meet Sasha here in the park.
I see. Then you expect another knifing job, huh?
Right. We'll have to be on our toes to prevent it. Wait, Lieutenant. I think we're getting a bite.
Hello, my friend. I was beginning to think you weren't coming. I thought maybe... Help!
Get him, Lieutenant! Get him!
Stop or I'll shoot!
Good shot, Lieutenant. Are you all right, Sasha?
Yes, Mr. Barton.
Good. Is he alive, Lieutenant?
Yeah, the bullet just creased his scalp.
Oh.
Okay, Nick, come on, come on. Up on your feet. As a barber, you usually stand behind a chair. Well, now, we're going to let you sit in one.
Did Nick reveal where he hid the money, Lieutenant?
Yes, it was under the floor in his room.
Oh, good. Hmm. It's nice of you to give me a lift home, Lieutenant.
Ah, that's all right, Pat. You deserve it. And Sasha, too.
Ah, it was nothing. Nothing at all. Only don't ever ask me to do it again.
Don't worry. We won't. Say, Pat, how did you tumble to Nick anyway?
Well, there was the fact of the shoes, Carson's and Jones.
Uh-huh.
Carson's shoes were shined. And that was peculiar.
Why?
Well, since it rained all morning, his shoes should have been spotted.
Yeah, that's right.
But I failed to see the importance of that fact until Joan was killed. She died in the act of reaching for her shoe.
Uh-huh.
And then it hit me. Someone had shined Carson's shoes. Obviously, he wouldn't have done it himself. So, the only other possibility was a shoeshine man.
Yeah, but where in the world...
Well, since there was no shoeshine man involved in this case... I turned to the only person who could have impersonated one.
Nick the barber.
Exactly.
Oh.
He was alone in his shop. Not only the barbers were gone, but also the shoeshine man.
I see. So Nick dressed up in the dark apron, carried the box, and got by.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah. Wait a minute. How did he get into the Carson's office without Sasha seeing him?
But you know, Lieutenant, there are some men who are invisible.
Invisible?
Yes. That is, they're taken for granted. Nobody observes them. Like a mailman, for instance.
Oh.
Well, a shoeshine man visiting the offices in a business building is exactly the same. You pay no attention to him, so he loses his identity.
I see.
Of course, when I brought the point up with Sasha, he remembered.
Oh, что такое? Я не знаю, что это.
What did you say, Sasha?
Never again. For the rest of my life will I get a shoeshine.
And so closes tonight's Crime Club book, Murder on Margin, based on a story by Robert George Dean. James Erthine did the radio adaptation, Roger Bauer produced, and Jock McGregor directed. Oh, I beg your pardon. Hello? I hope I haven't kept you waiting.
That was from May 22nd, 1947. Now, the actress who played Ruth Carson, Helen Shields, was primarily a radio and Broadway actress, but she had a few television roles as well, primarily on soap operas, including The Edge of Night and As the World Turns. Although she would spend much of her life in New York City, Helen Shields was actually born in what was then British Honduras. The year was 1915, but that Central American nation would change its name in 1981 when it gained full independence. I'll name that country and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes,
Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit ADXstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and before the break, I was talking about radio and stage actress Helen Shields. We heard her earlier in an episode of The Crime Club. And I mentioned she was born in 1915 in the Central American nation of British Honduras. Well, today that country is known as Belize, the name it took after gaining full independence from the British Empire in 1981. Well, folks, we're done this time around, but hey, be sure to visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.